Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a news media outlet, including television, print, or works or volunteers in a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you, sir. Since you answering no to that question, we can go ahead and continue with the survey. We really appreciate your participation. Okay. Next question would be, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? And so your options are the next ones. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely going to vote. I am somewhat likely going to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I'm not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you, sir. Continuing on, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, liberal, or no party?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And next question, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree in college.
Thank you, sir. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background, if you don't mind us asking?
Black.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is your age? I'm gonna give you some groups of numbers. So you tell me which number group do you belong to? Between 18 and 35, between 36 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're kind of going off on the wrong track.
Okay, thank you, sir. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? And so I'm going to go down the list, and then you can tell me, you can pick more than one, okay? So we have taxes, K-12 education, climate and the environment, local growth and development, the economy and jobs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, access and cost of healthcare, abortion, crime and public safety.
One, two, four, five, and seven.
Thank you, sir. Next question. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? And these are your options. Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate. Probably voting for the Democratic candidate. Leaning slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely voting for the Republican candidate, and then you go on to the other direction. What would you say?
Leaning towards the Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And would that be a somewhat or a strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Approve.
And would that be a strongly or a somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Approve.
And strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can just let me know. Okay? So first person would be Susan Placencia.
I'm not really familiar with her.
Thank you. Maxwell Frost.
I kind of approve of him. He's been doing a decent job.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next person, Nate Douglas.
I don't know that name.
Okay, thank you. And Alexandra Castillo Cortez.
Don't know that name either.
Thank you, sir. Next, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And the candidates would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Joe Biden.
Probably Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Thank you, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Is that a definitely or a probably?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Oh, okay, here they want you to pick between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You don't have to, but it's up to you.
Right now it'd be Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. And would you say that, is that a definitely or a probably?
Probably.
Thank you. And lastly, if the election for state house, for Florida State House, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Nate Douglas, Susan Placencia, those two.
Probably Placencia. I do know that name.
So Nate Douglas is the Democratic candidate, and Susan Placencia is the Republican candidate.
Placencia.
Okay, thank you, sir. And would you say you are definitely voting for, is that a probably or definitely? More than likely a probably, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And among other things, being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who is elected, who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver for your community, or B, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government?
Be honest with you, it all depends on what his platform is.
So you wouldn't go for it neither.
I wouldn't know. It all depends on what his platform is, man. Just because he's in office, it wouldn't necessarily. I wouldn't necessarily base my decision upon that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
It's gotten better.
Thank you, sir. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? You got A, the President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., and you got B, the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee.
A.
Thank you, sir. You will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for, okay? So we have two statements here. The first says, Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up to the extremist MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida, better represent the needs of underserved groups like minorities immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like raising taxes on wealthy, canceling student loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. And this is the second statement. Susan Plasencia is a Hispanic woman who believes the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative in Tallahassee, Susan Plasencia is a public servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Plasencia has consistently worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle-class tax cuts, teacher pay raises, insurance reform, and reliefs for seniors. Okay, hey. Okay, thank you, sir. If you knew the following statements about Susan Plasencia were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Plasencia in the election for Florida's State House of Representatives? If each would make you make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So, but I guess you said that you are voting for the Democratic
it all depends on their platform, man. All depends on their platform. Okay, I've had enough of this. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, you take care. Thank you.